don't think it does them any good, but it makes me feel so much better. You saw a boy up in a tree, somebody says, did you ever climb a tree? You'd say,
I'd tell him yes.
Yes what?
Yeah, I've climbed trees.
I think a boy who hasn't climbed a tree just hasn't lived.
No.
He hasn't fallen out of one either. It seems that I spent, I guess about a third of my young life falling out of trees, and another third where they'd carry me in the house.
My grandson got his leg broken.
Fell,
it hung.
Oh, goodness. Is that the little boy down here?
No, he's 10-year-old. He's up at the city with my daughter that came down Sunday and got him.
Did he just break it just?
No,
recently?
It's been about 2 years ago. But he's so darn, you can't tell him anything. He just has to learn for himself.
Yeah. If you were pretty sure something was going to happen and you cautioned somebody about doing something because you knew this had happened, and then it goes ahead and happens anyway after he does it, what do you tell him?
Well, I guess you tell him you know that it's going to happen, you ought not have done it.
What did the cattle do after we blew the horn?
After what?
When we blew the horn out in the pasture.
Well, they'll come in.
They came in. Did they walk?
Yeah. Walked
some
in.
Some trotted, didn't they?
Huh?
Some trotted, didn't they?
Yeah,
run.
Some of them will trot. But anyway, they'll come into the feeding ground.
Uh-huh. How about horses? Do they come in the same way?
Yeah, but you don't call them like you do cattle. Whistles at them mostly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, it was a pleasure to watch him work out there, hollering and tooting the horn.
Whistle at them or call them. Call
say
a cow soup. And a horse, you'll say cope.
Uh-huh.
And go to whistling, and they'll come in then.
They ran pretty fast.
You don't say soup to a horse. Different words. Boy.
I guess he knows that.
No?
You know?
Well, it differs in different places.
Yeah.
But this doesn't seem to differ much, this business between cattle and horses. A fellow once told me that he called his pigs by beating on the bottom of a bucket.
Wow.
And just
well, you could,
there.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you can learn them different things, I guess.
These horses here, they'd come a half
and you
mile.
Do, you rattle a bucket.
Huh?
You rattle a bucket or beat
yeah,
them?
Yes, I'm done. But you can whistle. If they can hear me whistle, they'll come if they're half a mile off.
Hmm.
Yeah.
If, the weather was pretty good, and then a cloud appeared, and rain came down, and the cloud went away. You'd say it was a nice day, and then all of a sudden,
blow up a storm, rain, thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
Well, it'd be a
shower, I guess.
Huh?
I'd call it a shower if it went away right quick.